We followed him at a distance, and finally we saw him go into a house. It was a pretty pink two-story building. There was a lawn in front of it and a big tree on the side. We crept up to the window and carefully looked inside. Mr. Stone put his briefcase down and opened the refrigerator. He took out another bottle of that horrible green liquid and put it on the table. Then he went upstairs.
"Now what can we do?"
Paul whispered. "No problem. I can climb the tree," I said.
"Are you sure?"
"Of course. Don't forget I play volleyball."
"Be careful."
I went to the tree. It wasn't very high, and it was easy to climb. From my position, I could see his room. Mr. Stone was there.
"What's happening?"
whispered Paul. "He's sitting in front of a mirror," I said softly. "His hands are on his head. Oh, no!"
What?
asked Paul.